very long time. We must go and save her.
Yes, I agree with Reepy Cheep.
If she hasn't returned in another quarter hour, I think we should go upstairs and find her.
Hang a quarter of an hour? I'm ready now.
I agree.
All right. Everything's all right.
Lucy.
The magician is a friend, and I've seen him.
Him?
Aslan.
Aslan.
Yes, but right now I have to go outside and talk to the Duffers.
Duffers?
On her own, she went up there all by herself.
Hello!
Three cheers for the little girl, hip hip! And we're extremely regrettable that we can't give you the pleasure of seeing us as we were before we were uglified, for you wouldn't believe the difference. And that's the truth, for there's no denying we're mortal ugly now.
But I don't think you're ugly at all. I think you look very nice.
Did you hear what she... She's saying as how we look very nice before we were uglified.
I did not. I said you're very nice now.
So she did. We were very nice then. He was nice at one there. He was.
But we're saying nice. Just the opposite.
And so you are.
Yeah, to be sure you are. There's nothing like it. Definitely the opposite.
Oh, you monopods are enough to drive anyone mad. Oh, I give up.
I give up as well then. We'll give up.
Caspian and the other Narnians went back as soon as possible to the shore to give the news of Lucy's success to the crew of the Dawn Treader, who were by now very anxious. And of course the monopods went with them, bouncing like footballs and agreeing with one another in loud voices. The Duffers were also very pleased with their new name of monopods, which seemed to them a magnificent name, though they never got it right. They soon got it mixed up with their old name of Duffers and finally settled down to calling themselves Duffelpuds. And that's what they'll probably be called for centuries. That evening, all the Narnians dined upstairs with the magician. By magic, everyone had what everyone liked best to eat and drink. And after dinner, the magician did a very useful and beautiful piece of magic. He laid two blank sheets of parchment on the table.
Tell me, where have you been?
And asked Drinian to give him an exact account of their voyage up to date.
We set sail, my lord, from...
As Drinian spoke, everything he described came out on the parchment in fine, clear lines, till at last each sheet was a splendid map of the Eastern Ocean, showing Galma, Terebinthia, the Seven Isles, the Lone Islands, Dragon Islands, Burnt Island, Deathwater, and the land of the Duffers itself, all exactly the right sizes and in the right positions. They were the first maps ever made of those seas, and better than any that had been made since, without magic.
This is astonishing.
Masterfully done, kind magician.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I say, if you can present such a splendid map of where we've been, can you now tell us where we're going?
I'm afraid I can't. I know nothing about seas or lands further east.
Oh, that's too bad.
I can tell you that about 7 years ago, a Narnian ship had put into these waters and that she had on board the Lords Revillian, Argos, Mavramorn and Roop.
Meaning that the golden man we saw lying in Deathwater must have been the Lord Restimar.
Well, with your permission, sire, we should return to the Dawn Treader and prepare to set sail tomorrow morning. We have a lot of work to do to be sure she is seaworthy.
There's no need to rush, for even while you've been dining with me, I've cast a spell to mend the damage done to the stern of your ship by the sea serpent. And you will find a stock of, useful gifts for your voyage.
Thank you, Kariakin. You have been a gracious host to us.
Yes. By the Lion, I hope you travel well and reach where your heart desires.